Radio Prague. In this week's Panorama, Ian Willoughby visits two of New York's most prestigious universities to meet professors and students of the Czech language.
Americans are career-oriented, and to learn Czech is not a proper investment of time and money. That's one of the obstacles.
Says Professor Milan Friščák, who teaches the Czech language and Czech studies at New York University. So who does sign up to study Czech at NYU?
These are people who have some interest in not necessarily literature, but political science, history. These are people who study Czech. We have a modest program. I'm the only person who is teaching the language courses.
Similarly, Professor Christopher Harwood is the only person teaching the Czech language at Columbia University, a subway ride from NYU on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Harwood also teaches Czech studies. How do enrollments compare for both courses?
They're fairly small numbers for both, I have to say. There tends to be a pretty wide fluctuation just year to year for reasons that I have to think are more or less random. We draw a significant number of students into language study through the bait of the possibility of studying in Prague. And the study abroad programs, the semester programs in Prague are very popular, I think, just because it's such a lovely city, so beautiful, with such a rich cultural history and a rich cultural life in the present as well.
And what is it that students find most difficult about learning Czech?
It depends a little bit. I get language students with very different backgrounds. Some have had experience with, say, Russian or Polish, another Slavic language, which gives them a huge advantage. I have had a significant number of students of Czech heritage, and that can be either a more immediate or a more distant Czech heritage. And so some of them are, for example, children of Czech emigres who spoke a certain amount of Czech growing up but never learned to read or write. So it really depends what the previous experience is. Certainly the case system is a huge difficulty, even for the heritage speakers who, have a certain degree of kind of sort of passive knowledge or whatever, but when they actually have to learn to write the endings correctly, have real difficulties. And that's also a problem for people who, say, had Russian or Polish, where there's a similar case structure, but the actual endings and the spellings of them is also different. So that's probably a consistent problem.
So how long does it take an average student to become reasonably proficient at Czech? That's a question I put to Professor Friščák at NYU.
Well, I think that we are talking about 3 to 4 years. There are very few students who have some knowledge of Czech, very, very elementary. And then our program is undergraduate program, so it's not really practical for many of the students to study just the language. When students are pursuing a graduate program, that's a different thing, and there are fewer, of course. Then now, what we are competing with cultures like French culture, Spanish, Italian culture, German culture. Now this is something that is quite different. The position of Czech, apart from the fact that Czech is a difficult language, I see on the examples of students that it is the 4 years, 3-4 years are needed.
To get the perspective of some students of Czech, I spoke to two girls at Columbia named Callie and Ellie. Callie first explained what had drawn her to the language.
Here at Columbia, a couple of years ago, Václav Havel was doing a residency here, and that was kind of the first I'd heard about him or paid attention to anything Czech related. And the following spring, I decided to take an Eastern European history class and got really interested in Czech history. And so the following fall, I decided to start studying the language too.
How about you, Ellie?
Well, I am actually from England, so in my gap year I went to study in Prague, and I fell in love with the city, and I also travelled outside of Prague in the country. and I became really interested in the history and the literature as well. And with Callie and I actually took a class together where we both became really interested in the history.
And how are you finding studying Czech?
It's quite difficult. I studied some French at high school, but this is like my first foreign language, and I find it very difficult.
How about you, Callie?
Yeah, I found it pretty difficult. I studied German and Spanish before, and it's definitely a lot harder than either of those.
And is there anything you like about Czech, Ellie?
It's unusual, and some of the words are very interesting, all the consonants together.
Yeah, I do like that it's unusual, you know, kind of, you know, it's fun to talk about it with other people that aren't really familiar with it at all. And I sort of like that, you know, I get to, you know, it's a country that I don't know very much about, so it's fun to sort of learn all the extra things that you pick up in a language class.
And any particular dislikes about the language?
I don't know about dislikes. It's very difficult to keep track of all the noun endings and, you know, that kind of grammar stuff, so.
And Ellie, what do you find particularly challenging about Czech?
The pronouns and the 7 or 8 cases are very difficult to remember. And
what about the infamous R, the OR Hacek? Can you do it yet?
Not really. I try, though.
I guess your studies don't just take in language. It's also a question of culture. How much of the course is culture?
Well, you know, he kind of does it by, I don't know, talks about, you know, a few different themes. Like when the presidential elections were happening a few months ago, like we started to talk a little bit about the Czech political system and all the parties and whatnot. You know, just recently we were doing dates and that sort of thing. So we talked about different holidays and some of the famous dates in history.
What about culture in terms of, I don't know, film or literature?
We don't really cover that much in the language class, but we did have a list of names where we had to write down their dates of birth and name days from Czech to English. But Kelly and I also take Czech film and literature from the 1960s, so we learn a lot in that.
You've already been to Prague. Are you going back now that you've been studying?
Yes, I go back most summers, and I'm going to study there in the summer for a month at Charles University.
How about you, Kelly?
I've never been before, but I'm hoping once I graduate that I'll be able to take a trip there and finally see it for myself.
One thing I didn't discuss with the students was the marked difference between formal and informal Czech. Professor Harwood, whose wife is Czech, says even he finds this aspect of the language challenging.
That's a problem. It's one that I try not to confront too much at this level. I try to teach my students literary Czech, specifically na čeština. Well, my personal experience is that you can always go down in the register of the language, but once one gets too comfortable in the spoken level, it's difficult to go back up. And that's actually a personal problem for me right now, because I learned initially pretty much only literary Czech, and that's what I spoke when I arrived there. And since then, simply my personal relationship with the Czech language and Czech people has led me to use the vernacular and the colloquial variants much more. And I have to, it requires a degree of effort to uphold the standard of the literary language, both when I'm teaching and in other professional situations when I should be using that register. And simply because there is no equivalent to that in English, it's quite a challenge. So I try and keep my students entirely in the register of the written language, and I draw their attention to the colloquial usages, but I don't practice it with them.
Finally, as well as teaching at NYU, Professor Milan Friščák is the author of a self-study book entitled Say It in Czech. What would his advice be to the general learner?
To learn the language, it calls for extended exposure, use of the language, and reading contemporary literature, and watching, trying to find the normal or the usual way of saying. But again, you can learn the minimum of for communicative purposes. You can learn it in a reasonably short time. It's not easy, but the rewards of mastering is tremendous.